Hey, KU fans, welcome back to the KU Sports Hour here at KUSports.com. I'm Matt Tate, and I'm here with another episode of Meeting Bill Self, our podcast series that looks back on some interesting and entertaining first meetings with the Kansas basketball coach, whether when he got to Kansas 17 years ago or way back in his career as a young coach or even in some cases a player. So today we've got former voice of the Jayhawks, Bob Davis, with us to take us back through his memory of meeting Bill Self. Bob, thanks for joining us. And, you know, you've got a lot of great memories about KU and some of the best games and players and coaches and moments in the history of Kansas basketball, football, whatever it is. But I'm wondering, what's your memory of meeting Bill Self?
Well, I had met Bill a long time before he became the head coach at Kansas because he was a Larry Brown graduate assistant. And so we knew Bill and really liked him. And followed his career. Of course, Kenya played Illinois a couple of times. Those were really good teams. But Bill just such a, even when he was a graduate assistant, a very genuine individual and no false facade. He just was a good old boy, Bill Self, and an excellent coach in training. And it was really fun to be around him. And that's, of course, Larry had some really good assistants when he was the head coach here, but Bill certainly follows in that group, and being in that Naismith Hall of Fame kind of tops it off.
Yeah, he's obviously, you know, the king of the castle around here. He's the head coach at Kansas. He's had a ton of success. We know what that means around Lawrence. But what do you remember about him from those early days? I mean, did he carry himself the same way with that confidence and you know, the belief that, hey, I know what I'm doing and I'm going to be a good coach someday? And he obviously was on his way by being at Kansas.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's kind of a cliche, but I've always said Bill was one of the best examples I knew of a guy who was comfortable in his own skin. You know, he grew up in Oklahoma. I think he learned a lot of that from his dad, Bill Sr. And he was just a comfortable guy, no airs, just as I said, comfortable in his own skin. And he learned from a lot of really great coaches. Of course, he, you know, was around Mr. Ibaugh a little bit when he was at Oklahoma State. He had some influence from Eddie Sutton. He played for Paul Hanson, another veteran coach. But then when he came here to be with Larry like he was, and then go off and take a Oral Roberts team that was really struggling to establish itself, and he got them turned around, and then he had a great run at Tulsa, almost got to the Final Four with that group, and had a terrific short time, but a terrific tenure at Illinois. And I thought at the time, if he would be interested in the KU job, he would just be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, what were your thoughts when you first heard that was actually going to go down? I mean, you knew him a little bit, but it had been several years between meeting him and getting back together with him. What were your first thoughts when you heard that?
Perfect. That was my first thought. You know, he knew the territory. He was a Big Eight guy. He'd been to Oklahoma State. Just, I knew what kind of a person he was. And, you know, it was not going to be an easy job to follow Roy Williams, but I think that was pretty seamless when you look back on it. And he took those players and continued to win. And, you know, he just had a phenomenal career at KU. And, you know, Richard Gonsman and I, who, you know, Richard, when Roy left and we're thinking, who do you hire now? And not that we're taking credit for this, one of the first names we thought of was Bill. I didn't know if he would be interested. He was really just getting established at Illinois, and he had some great players there. And
right.
See why he might not want to leave that situation. But I think he knew what he was coming for. And I remember by his first week on the job, he was talking about, here I am driving up Naismith Drive to coach an Allen Fieldhouse. He had a great feel for the intangibles and the tradition and all that. If there is a perfect fit, I think he was one.
Yeah, what was your process during that? You know, obviously you did the coach's show for a long time and Hawk Talk, yeah, and all those things. So when you had to think about transitioning from what you were used to with Roy now to this new guy, even though you knew Bill and even though you believed that he was a good fit, what was that process like for you, having to transition between the two?
Well, I think the fact that I already knew him was a great plus. Of course, having worked with Bill, I worked with Larry, I should say. I was used to some of the things I knew Bill would be doing, and I knew it would be a smooth transition because he would adapt to the players that he had. And I can't think of any negative looking back on it. It worked out maybe even beyond anybody's expectations because he started winning right away. But he had some good players, and he'd be the first to tell you, you got to have good players to have success.
And
Bill was terrific. I don't know of any area where he came up short. He fits in. You know, he knows how to be part of the group. He knows how to lead. Just a really good guy and happened to be the basketball coach.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. What you obviously called all the games, and that was your job, but you also did the Hawk Talk stuff. Can you just take us through the difference between that? I mean, seeing Coach Self on the sideline and buttoned up on game day like he is, and then getting to interact with him at Hawk Talk, where maybe it's a little bit of a little lighthearted setting and a little bit more spontaneous fun, I guess. Would that be a good way to put it?
Well, yeah, plus they won most of the time, which always makes that situation easier.
Yeah.
But he was just fun to be around. He had a great sense of humor. I know I've done those shows with a lot of coaches, and sometimes they're thinking, oh, I got to go out here and do this for an hour. But Bill adapted. He'd make it fun, and even in a tough time, after a tough loss, he handled it and handled it beautifully. I can't think of a negative really about Bill Self, unless, you know, he wasn't King Mad, but who was? Fog Allen was, I guess, and Dick Harp. But he was just, it's almost a cliche, but he was just perfect for this situation. Now, Drew Jennings was filling the role as athletic director at that time, and Richard and some other people talked to Drew, I know, about Bill, and I don't think it was what you'd call a long search. You know, he worked out really well. And here's an example of his sense of humor and sizing up the situation. They had a press conference I think it was on a Sunday, and I couldn't come. I was doing a baseball game over in Kansas City. But as soon as the game was over, I got back to law school as I could because I wanted to be sure and see Bill. And I got to the campus, and he was taking a tour of some of the facilities with Richard Consum and some others. My son was with me, and he was a manager, had been a manager for Roy for 2 years, and as it turned out, would be a manager for Bill for the next couple of years. So that was a great transition. I introduced him to Stephen, and said, Stephen's one of your managers, and I think all your managers are back from last year. Stephen had told me that, and then Bill saying, right off the bat, very quickly, oh, that's great news. We lose Heinrich and Collison, but all our managers are back. So, you know, that's a little insight into his personality.
Yeah, well, those managers got him to the Elite Eight, right, that first year.
Yeah, they did. They just hung on and pushed him a little bit. No, that was really typical Bill Self.
Yeah, well, that's a good transition because I wanted to ask you, Bob, what is in your mind a typical Bill Self? What is it about his teams that you saw as consistent year after year after year?
Defense.
Yeah.
Defense. Guard him. Guard somebody. Yeah, he was a defensive-minded coach, a very good fundamental coach. But I'm sure he took a little from all those guys that he worked for. And, you know, he was close to Eddie Sutton. He got the chance to be around Mr. Iba and some legends of the game. But his time with Larry was invaluable. And you know, he watched a lot of tape. He knew what Roy had done and what worked and what didn't. He was just a kind of a sponge, taking it from all those people. But his own personality comes shining through. He's the guy, and he had a good group of assistants that have turned over a little bit. But you know, it's his program now, that's for sure. And it was fun to be along for the ride on a lot of those big games.
No doubt. Do you remember much about him when he played at Oklahoma State?
He was an okay player. He was not an All-American, but he was a solid player. He had held a lot of records or stuff in high school. One story he did tell me, he was the Oklahoma High School Player of the Year his senior year. And I said, man, that's a heck of an honor, because there are a lot of good players. And he kind of grinned and he said, well, they usually gave it to a senior and Wayman Tisdale was a junior. So there you go. That's his personality. But he, if you go back through some of his history, he hit a handful of last second shots to win ball games in high school at Edmond.
Right.
And so, you know, he was used to making the big shot and so on, but, you know, well, they usually gave it to us, a senior, and Wayman was a junior.
Well, that's good timing in high school, good timing to come to Kansas. I mean, his timing is apparently a really big strength of his as well. I wanted to ask you, too, since you were around Larry Brown, did you ever see similarities between them? You mentioned Coach Self learning from Larry and those things. I mean, did any of his coaching style remind you of what you saw from Larry Brown?
Well, I think he took some from all the guys he worked with or for, and Larry was part of it. Of course, he got to work in Larry's camp prior to that, and that's how he managed to get on Larry's list of people that he wanted to have with him. And then he went off on and became a head coach himself. But I wouldn't say I know he learned and got some things from Larry, but he got some things from a lot of people. And that's what the great ones do, and then they adapt it to what they want to install in their basketball program. And, you know, Bill had the whole package.
How about personality-wise between those two?
Well, Bill was a little more outgoing, but Larry, if you got to know Larry a little bit, he could charm you with the best of them. But, you know, if I were to put together a basketball coach, you'd be Bill Self.
Wow.
You know, and I'm not, just because we're talking about him, but he had it all, and he was very great with the media, even if it's a, you know, a tough time or tough sure. subject, but he can handle it. You guys in the media, and he's great on the air. He just has a lot of things going for him, and he works under, like all those guys, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, but he really handles it well. And it's just, but for me, it was a delight to all the years I had to work with him. In fact, that's one of the things I miss most being retired now is working with Bill.
Wow. Yeah. What about favorite team, favorite memory? We'll cross a couple of those off real quick. Do you have one?
Well, Mario Chalmers made a shot down in San Antonio that I think about once in a while. He had a lot of those moments, but that, of course, was the giant moment in his tenure so far. But he's coached a variety of players, guys from overseas, guys from Kansas, and blended them together. And he works on that team concept about as well as anybody. And you know, he's a veteran coach. I still think of him as being a young guy, but we had a lot of great young coaches come through here as graduate assistants. You look back on the John Calipari's and some of those people, and, you know, and Bill's a, you know, exhibit A, what he did and what he's still doing.
Yeah, Bob, I want to ask you, brought up Mario's shot. I'm glad you did because, you know, here lately they've been re-airing the game on television and fans have been following it again and reliving it, and you know, Coach Self did the live tweeting of that game. And I wonder, when you hear it, I'd like to hear your perspective on this. When you hear it, especially your call of that game, you're obviously, your voice is almost shot. Can you take us through what that was like, trying to muster up, you know, the voice and the necessary pipes to kind of finish off the job on a run like that?
Well, you just let it go. I mean, I never planned anything what I was going to say or anything like that, but I was just fortunate to be there when, in that case, something huge happened. Danny Manning was a guy that gave me a lot of those moments as well. But KU basketball, I think you have to have passion and, you know, a sense of the moment. Sometimes I hear those things and I think, well, why did I say that? Why didn't I say something? But, you know, you can't pull it out of the air and do it again. So, but
right.
I was just fortunate to be around for some of those moments. It was fun. It really was fun.
Let's end on this because I know there's probably an answer here, and if there's not, that's okay. But did you ever get ribbed, I guess would be the word, from Coach Self for any of your calls? I mean, I know he's not listening live, but I know he hears them here and there and has. Did he ever give you trouble for something you did say or some line you delivered?
Bill Self give anybody trouble? I've never heard of that
You
before.
See why I ask,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure. You know, and he does it out of, he likes you. He's just having fun. And, you can tease him a little bit too, but he's really good at that, and you feel like if he makes a little fun of you, it's kind of a compliment, really. You know, he's just that good a guy.
Yeah, perfect. Well, that's great stuff, Bob. Thanks for joining us on this Meeting Bill Self podcast, and everything going well with you in your retired years and during this crisis here?
Well, we keep my heartbeat organized, and I've had a little issue there, but we're working at it. I would like to get out of the house. I get out of the house, walk over across the street to the mailbox. Once in a while, I'll walk around our block, but that's about it right now.
Yeah, that's how everybody is. Well, yeah. I hope you're taking good care of yourself and your family, and everybody's well. And thanks again for taking some time to share some thoughts on Meeting Bill Self. Great stories. And if this thing continues to last, we'll be back, and we'll hit you up for some more time to fill on another podcast, if that's all right.
I was honored to be asked.
Awesome. That's Bob Davis, former voice of the Jayhawks and the voice behind so many legendary calls of so many great Kansas basketball and football moments. Bob, thanks again for joining us, and we will talk to you guys real soon on another episode of the KU Sports Hour.